and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Nanette Bosch from the American Red Cross is on the phone with us this morning.
Star 99.9. Today's best mix. And Nanette, thanks for taking the time. I know you guys are busy.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Everybody is talking about Hurricane Harvey, obviously, and the photos and the stories that we're seeing of the devastation, and then also the heroic actions of the citizens down there. And of course, the name that keeps coming up for the help, American Red Cross. And a lot of people are trying to figure out what we can do locally, what would be the most effective way for us to help the residents down there in Texas and now Louisiana.
At this point, there's estimated that 6 million Texans have actually been affected. And at this point, the best possible thing that anyone who's interested in helping can do is to donate funds. A lot of people may have items they'd like to donate, but actually the funds are the most important resource right now. Anyone who is interested in donating, they can go to theredcross.org. They can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. They can also text the word Harvey to 90999, and that would be actually for a $10 donation.
Where do the funds go? We give the money and then we're like, all right, now what happens, you know? So what does the money get used for?
Okay, well, first of all, I just wanted to make it clear that actually if you donate to the Red Cross, just over 90 cents on every dollar goes directly to the aid. We're the largest nonprofit organization with the most amount of volunteers in the world.
Wow, over 90%.
That's
a
lot.
That's also the best question to ask when a telemarketer calls you. I always do that because the percentages would shock you with some of these charities.
Yeah, really would. Definitely.
Well, we're at an advantage that we have so many volunteers, so that is very helpful.
And speaking of volunteers, is the Red Cross taking volunteers? Are you guys going down there? Are you taking people from Connecticut and New York? How's that working?
Okay, so already trained volunteers have been deployed and from all areas of the U.S., including Connecticut and Rhode Island. They're actually working around the clock. And they're actually estimating we will be in the Texas area just past Christmas. So there is still a need for additional volunteers. So if someone was willing to go, they could contact the Red Cross and they could start an immediate training.
All right. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people, they go around the house and they immediately start thinking, well, I don't need this and I can give these blankets or these towels or that type of thing. But it's interesting that you point out that, you know, just logistically, I would imagine getting those items into Texas would be difficult, would be disorganized and so forth, and almost more trouble than it's worth. So funds is really the best way to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you want to help out, we've got all the info on the Red Cross over at star999.com. And Nanette, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. And thank you for all the good work you guys do.
Oh, thank you guys for being so supportive. We really appreciate it.